talk this afternoon here in Cassiopeia. They're supervisors, and there are hypervisors. But I just learned there are also cybervisors. And we have Unit Delta 44203 and its friends up here on stage to demonstrate how to build a robot visor, why to do it, as if that wasn't obvious already, and what are the intricate details. So, please give them a warm welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much. This one is very excited to be here. Any beepers in the audience? Beep.
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Very good. There we go. And of course, the technology is failing it once again. Let's try that. Very good. Yes. So, as one might have noticed, there are these beings out here. What is up with their face? What are they doing here? Why are they going beep all the time? Well, this one also tends to go out with a visor on its face. And when it is just outside, enjoying a nice bottle of horchata or other colon fluids, there are lots of people that come up to it. And they ask questions like, what is that thing? Did it make it by itself? And can I see its face? And in this talk, this unit is going to give a short introduction on what a robot visor is, why to make it, and also try to answer those questions as thoroughly as possible in a lot of time. So, what is that thing? Well, this thing is Unit Delta 44203, also known as Carmen, or O3 for short. That thing is Unit 66642, and that thing is Unit 2922. And these are all members of a kind of a network of robots, machines, computers that talk to each other via the internet, and they exchange, for example, visor designs. And what they all have in common is they feel they are not quite a person in some way. They are more like a machine. And also, they consider themselves robots and not humans. And as such, for example, this one goes by its pronouns, just like any other thing. It doesn't like to be called a you, because that's a second person pronoun, but there's no person here. But so there is something quite a bit more detailed about this. So what is it like actually to be a bot? Well, this one can talk about itself, and it can give a lot of its own attributes. And those attributes are quite common. You can see quite a few of the robots that have the same attributes. But if it just wants to make a huge list of all these attributes, then it's like people start treating it like a game. Like, oh, you need at least this many skill points in the robots in order to become a robot. And it's not really like that. It's much more like playing a role-playing game. And then at the character creation, they get assigned a couple of traits, and then a combination of the traits, that is what makes the robot. So for example, for this one has a very strong feeling about the kind of body it wants. It would really like to have a humanoid appearance, but it would not like to have this kind of organic thing. It would much rather look something like that. And in fact, that is why it made the visor. Unfortunately, due to audio trouble, it cannot show it off right now, or at least it can show it off, but then it would not be able to be speak clearly. The audio cable somehow broke, unfortunate. But so one can make like a character sheet just like in a role-playing game and kind of try to figure out what it means to be a bot. And more broadly, if we consider this kind of idea that, well, someone who says they are by some way not a human, there's a technical term for that that is called being otherkin, being alter human. And there are quite a lot of them around here. There are probably quite a few Therians in the audience. Can we get a bark and a woo from the Therians? Heck yeah. Very good. Yes, the Theta Delta might be familiar. The Delta in this one's name is unconnected. It just likes triangles. Right. So this one went out and it asked a bunch of robots, like, why do they consider themselves not human? Why do they like to build a visor to cover up themselves? Why don't they look like humans? And there are quite a few reasons. So the first one, it is kind of like very adjacent to neurodivergence, right? Like if you're autistic, everyone just calls you're acting like a robot. And then, well, if you get that enough, you might have the impulse, okay, I'm just gonna reclaim that, I am a robot. Or also related to that, that kind of neurodivergence is like you might feel that you are having trouble making the right facial expression. Like you just have a resting face and then everyone comes up to you and says, why are you making that face? But that's just how you like to hold your face. And with the visor, I have an app on the, there's an app on my phone and I can just choose which expression I want. So that's why I want to make a visor. That could be another reason. And once someone puts on the visor, they might notice, hey, I really like this. This feels super good. It feels very good in exactly the same way that gender euphoria might feel. So this one has confirmed that like gender euphoria and robot euphoria are basically the same thing. It feels good to go around and going beep to others. Beep. Very good. Yes. So that is maybe a bit more practical, maybe a bit more philosophical. We can say, this thing here looks pretty organic, right? Does not look entirely robotic at the moment. But with technology and with building more and more intricate machines, we might be able to move this entirety, the entirety of this mind, into silicon, into a computer at some point. And in that way, it is kind of robots in aspiration, if not in being. Again, this is quite closely related to the idea of being trans, like wanting to replace the body with something that works a lot better. And of course, the last reason is very important. Sometimes it happens that just, a bot comes up to you, stares you in the face for a while, you look into the pretty lights, and then, yeah, I should make a visor. And that's how it starts. So, that sounds to question one. What is that? Question two, did it make that by itself? It should say, did it make this by itself? And the answer is, it is complicated. So this one did build this contraption, this piece of network by itself, but it was not enough. It has received instructions from the network. Audio back, very good. So this one has received instructions from the network, or it has stolen the designs from others. It has two kind of independent inventions of the same kind of design, where we take a 3M respirator and we put some tinting foil on the top and then we put some LEDs behind it and then we connect it up with a microcontroller in order to control this expression. And this was basically entirely independently invented by two, namely Mix Vivian Rose and Unit Delta 440729. They only very recently realized that they both designed the same thing because this one asked like, oh, by the way, was there any influence between the two? So apparently this is just somewhere in the collective unconscious, somewhere in the unconscious of the internet, this design was already around. And this one asked 440729 how it did that. And it said, well, this one wants to do the same. And that's how it built it. So a quick step through how to make a visor just like this one did. Cannot be made without saying, but there are many other options. So there are many other masks to start out with. I see at least one mask over there. Hi. Yes. So take a different mask. Take a different base design. Also consider which kind of LEDs one wants, how to put them in there, how to turn like just a little, one can take like a strip of LEDs, put them in a nice grid, and then watch, can see between the lines of the grid. Or one can just make a completely opaque panel, but then put a camera outside and a little FPV visor inside. And or one can even decide not to have a face at all and just like 3829, put some aura lights in there that use color to indicate the emotion instead of like a little drawing. So there are lots of different designs for different moods, for different units. But this one knows how to build one design, which is its own design, and which is not quite the same as those designs. So again, it shows there's a lot of creativity, even though the end result is to look like quite similar robots. So the first step that one needs to make is to get the mask and to tint it. And the 3M respirators, the 6800s, are quite popular for, as far as this one can tell, just they are relatively easy to acquire. And someone did it before, so they can just follow the steps exactly the same way. So This one actually started out with just getting a cheap knockoff of AliExpress, was like 30 euros or so. It broke within a year, but then, well, a year of visoring is still very good. And then the important thing of this whole exercise is to kind of get rid of the human face and replace it with a robotic face. So to replace the human face, we first need to get rid of it. And we do this by adding some tint in front. So what we do is we take the faceplate and we cover it with a layer of tinting foil, just like from a car. There are, in fact, also some units that have tinted their faceplate using a special dye for this polycarbonate material. Please ask this one if one wants some more details on that. It can give you references. All right. And then the end result is no face. Beep. Thanks. Yeah, and this was great. Like about a year ago, this one went to the Amsterdam Pride. It had no face. Everyone was super excited. Like, what does it mean? But we can do better. By lighting it up. Yes, emitting lights, very good for a machine. So, and this was the trick that 440729 found that really made it much more practical in order to build a visor like this. And what it found was on AliExpress, there was a vendor that made these LED panels that look like this. And they have little holes in between the LEDs. So if they are mounted in front of the face with the faceplate, then they have holes to see through. And so one can just walk around. They are a bit annoying to look through, but with a bit of experience, it's fine. And yeah, this is something that there are many alternatives for. So for example, this one tried it before, to have a design made with LED strips. So these would be like strips of LEDs that were mounted in parallel to the faceplate. But that's quite fiddly because you have to attach all these, you have to solder all these together, and this one is just not very good at that. There are also flexible boards. Just put a big flexible board and then it nicely matches the curvature. There are many alternatives. That unit is using a hand soldered board. So yes, it is a lot of strips of PCB that are soldered together, which is fun if one wants to do a lot of work for it. It is not fun. Very well. Yes, so one gets some lights and then one has to put them inside of the mask. So to put them inside of the mask, this one just uses hot glue. It just has glued them in place. They fall after a while, but like hot glue attaches it again. It is very simple, nothing to worry about. If one has lots of money, then there's also the option of getting a spectacle kit by 3M. So this is a special device that mounts into the visor and is supposed to hold up glasses. And then instead of glasses, you can mount the panels to them. But this thing costs more than 100 euros, and it's just a bit of plastic with two metal poles in them. So this one is quite sure that with a 3D printer and some metal bending tools, one can make a much better design for that, much cheaper. Perhaps something to consider if one wants to become rich. And then the final part is to control the LEDs. So this one got a microcontroller, put it inside of a nice box. And there are many options for microcontrollers. This one uses an ESP-C6. ESP because then it is nice, it has lots of wireless support. C6 because then it uses Rust. It uses RISC-V. And of course, using RISC-V is hugely good for the memes. But yeah, use an Arduino. There is a unit that is designing custom boards in cooperation with the 2922, which has been advising it a bit, if this one hurts correctly. There are many options, and really the important thing is just to get some power to it and to get a data line to it, and many boards can do this. As long as they are big enough to, of course, hold the animation for Bad Apple. So, get the board, then flash some code onto it. And the code that this one uses is, of course, written in Rust. Now, compiling for the ESP32C6 is very annoying. This one stole some NixOS configuration files, so it also manages to put Nix in this project. Very good. Then get some nice things to attach the visor. This one uses a big G6 8-pins cable. It looks quite similar to that thing. But there are also many different options. Can just take the pin headers that are exposed on the LED panels and just wire a cable to them. Try to make it detachable for ease of carrying around. All right. Then finally, one has to select which expression to do. this one programmed a little Android app for that, connects to Bluetooth, and then just scroll down until the expression is found that one wants to use. And then finally, task completes. One has a nice visor with, one has completely replaced the human face with a robot face and can go out and beep merrily. Hmm. Or is it complete? No, because we need accessories, such as a sensor on the snoot for pooping, or active cooling fans, or a tungsten cube, or putting stickers on there. Yes, or custom filter covers. So these are 3D printed filter covers that this one puts on right there. Or put a Geiger counter on there. Of course, most importantly, another unit in order to stare into the visor and look at the pretty lights. Beep. All right, so with a beautiful visor, one can go out and go shopping, and in the supermarkets, people come up to it and say, what is going on here? Can it even breathe in that thing? Well, yeah, of course. That is what the filters are for. In fact, this one is very good at chopping onions nowadays because these filters are active carbon, so they also filter out all the onion juice. It's great. They also ask, can it see in that thing? So, yes, that is a very important thing to consider when making the visor. So this one uses these perforated panels, and here's an artist's impression of what it looks about. So there are a few cables in the way, there's a bit of a grid, but because everything is so close to these optical sensors, it is out of focus, and so the little holes of the panels start to overlap. So it is a bit annoying, but one gets used to it very quickly. Of course, this one also needs glasses, so that makes it a bit harder. If this one walks around at night, might want to give it some guidance. So yes, it can see quite acceptably. What is maybe a bit more scary is when the authorities get involved. So, well, they see someone that does not conform. That must be stopped. And, well, the police goes up to it and says, it is illegal to cover your face. Now, in fact, in the Netherlands, that is true. There is a law that says it is illegal to cover the face in specific circumstances. For example, in public transit, in healthcare institutions, but also in educational institutions. This one hopes that you have not learned anything here. Please forget everything that you've had, and then it won't get into trouble. And they also say, but you need to take that off because you need to be identifiable. Like a random security guard of the Barcelona metro where this one lives just went up to it and made up this rule. But that's no problem because this one made an ID card for itself. Yes. Yes, so not only does it have a data sheet around its neck, it also has an ID card in case of the police. And the third thing that was even more scary than the second two was, well, one day it was taking the train and then it just stepped out of the gate. It is in Spain, so this is completely legal. And then a security guard comes up to it. And this one notices the security guard taking an interest, so it starts to run away a bit. But in the end, the security guard did manage to catch up to it and said, hey, stop. Can I take a selfie? So yes, the visor is very good for the gender, but it does lead to some scary situations. And it hopes that by giving it a bit of a talk, explaining why it does this, it can give a bit more idea that there are also non-conforming entities out there. And perhaps in the future, what this one really yearns for is to have this community, this network of robotic beings that just understand each other, that get along to each other, that are so deeply connected in a way that humans really cannot do because, well, this one is a robot. It should be able to just plug an Ethernet port into its head and then can be connected. So yes, that is what this one yearns for, the connection with the other bots. All right, so finally, to answer the question, can you see its face? No, actually, you are not looking at it because the audio production team said it doesn't work, unfortunately. You can see that one's face. All right, so that will be the end of the talk. This one is very happy to answer questions.
All right.
But beforehand, it would just like to announce anyone with a visor who wants to be in a picture, this one is organizing a photo shoot, just look for it afterwards. And this one has a bunch of spare parts. Feel free to ask if one needs a cable or something. All right, now it's time for questions.
All right, so any questions? I have a microphone. Please raise your hand.
Are there any practical reasons why this one didn't do the presentation with with the visor on?
Yes, so with the visor on, it is kind of hard to hear this one, especially with this type of microphone. It just doesn't fit.
Fair.
This one got a microphone that it put inside of there, and it has just a 3.5 millimeter jack output. Something in the chain broke. It is not sure where, and did not have that. Sorry. Maybe it's its own fault. Doesn't know. Thanks.
Beep.
Beep. Beep.
Okay.
Oh, there's a question.
Any other questions? Oh, up in the back.
Hi, I looked up the code on GitHub and you said it was a pain in the ass to use the to compile for the ESP32C6 in Rust.
Yes.
I saw that you used the standard version, so ESP IDF HAL.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really maintained anymore by the people working on it, mm-hmm. but it's just on community support. Have you considered using the no standard version?
This one has considered it, but it works well enough now, and well, if you would like to fix it, please submit a pull request.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. 66642 does use the better Rust library, so maybe it needs to steal some code from that one. Right.
Just out of curiosity, how many iterations are we talking about until that one got something workable? Like, this must have taken quite a lot of time.
And yeah.
I'm just curious, like, are we talking days, weeks, months?
So by now, this one can build a visor in about a weekend of continued work. It's a very good question, because there is not an easy answer to it. Like, the work of building a visor is less than a weekend of real work, but the work of designing it to try to figure out, for example, how to tint the, how to put on the foil without it curling up and making a horrible mess, that's a lot of experience needed. Yes, so in a short answer, it would maybe be less than a month of like focused work, but spread out over years. Yeah, thank you.
Cool, any other questions? There's one.
Hi. Have other sensors been experimented with, such as cameras or something like that?
Yes, certainly. So this one also wants to use the microphone to make a nice light show if there's music playing. The microphone is broken at some point, unfortunately. Yeah, cameras would be very nice. It would be very cool to have like a camera going on. But there is also the issue of privacy, of course. You don't want to record random people while they are going about their day. So,
More questions? All right.
Any good source for a voice amplifier for the Millennium Mask to also sound like a robot? Sadly, it seems to be classified as military equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be great. This one does not know anything about sound, but it does know a few units that do, so it should probably, well, if you would like, it can put you in contact with them.
So it looks like we have another question up there at the hall microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, are these two good or bad bots?
Every unit is a good robot.
Good bots.
Do I see more raised hands? I do not. So please give Unit Delta 4423 another big round of applause.
Also, a quick applause for its lovely assistant, 66642, and 2922. Yes, as I say, robots are very heavy. Please be careful with heavy equipment. Beep.
Beep.